I'm Doug Doyle with the Art of the Story.
He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
50 years ago, Gladys Knight and the Pips unveiled their masterpiece, Midnight Train to Georgia. A new podcast, a song unto itself, Midnight Train to Georgia, pays tribute to the late music producer Tony Camillo and his Venture Sound Studios in Hillsborough, New Jersey, and the collaboration that led to the iconic record. Journalist Ian T. Shearn, Camillo's son-in-law, and jazz musician Barry Miles, who played keyboards on the song, joined me to talk about the new podcast. Barry, as someone who played on this record, did you know that it did have the qualities of being a song that would just live with us forever?
Not necessarily, because when I played on it, what I was hearing was the rhythm section. I think I heard like a demo of the melody that Gladys had put on a previous version of it. Obviously, Tony's arrangement was beautiful. And I think I was just hearing the guitar, Tony's electric piano and organ, bass and drums. I knew it was really good, but who knew at that particular time where that was going to go, because there's so many elements and so many things that would determine where a song goes, how it's promoted and so forth and so on. Once I finally heard the final version of it, I said, oh, that's a hit.
Hard to believe it came from a country songwriter, Jim Weatherly, who had the genesis of this song with Midnight Plane to Houston. So, Ian, this didn't start off as an Al Green kind of sound that Gladys Knight eventually would want to have. It started out as a country song.
Yeah, which we play on the podcast, and it's interesting to hear the difference. Jim Weatherly was a former All-American football quarterback from Ole Miss, and after that, he became, he tried to make it as a songwriter and singer, and he moved to L.A. He was good friends with an actor named Lee Majors. They played flag football together. So he called up Lee one day to check in, and Lee's new girlfriend, Farrah Fawcett, answered the phone, and they chatted a little bit. Lee wasn't home, and she said that she was getting ready to take a midnight plane to Houston. And Jim hung up the phone and said, wow, there's something there for a song. And then he sat down, and like in 20 to 30 minutes after that phone call, he banged out those really, really potent lyrics.
So really, we could kind of thank the $6 million man for helping out with a multi-billion dollar record, probably, when you think about it.
well put. Yeah.
You can see my entire interview with Ian T. Shearn and Barry Miles on the WBGO Facebook page. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.